will reach out to the people all over the world to spread the sunnah. I will reach out to the people all over the world to spread the sunnah.
Baba, like that in the world, there is intensely cold weather found. And our Baba Madina Karachi also is feeling the effects of this cold. Please give your Madani pearls of wisdom. When winter approaches, people desire to drink hot milk. Do you also want to drink hot milk? Baba is also raising both his hands. Are there any benefits, Baba, or people just drink in winter?
When you were born in this world, tell me that when you used to cry, did your mother feed you biryani?
No, she used to feed me milk, believe me.
What kind of person are you? You've become all grown up and now you make such a strange question. Are there benefits or not? All of you have grown up by drinking milk.
When I used to cry in childhood, it was because I was hungry. I didn't know the benefits.
Is this a small benefit?
No, it's a great benefit. I agree with you.
If you'd never drunk milk, you would never have appeared on Madani Channel. Milk, my brother, is the very first nutrition. It is such a great blessing from Allah that even sages also admit that it's a complete food. It contains water and food. It has everything. Many people have brought various benefits of drinking it. They have made a thorough research and they revealed the benefits from many different angles and aspects. It is enriched with some specific vitamins. It includes sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, bronze, copper, iron, phosphorus, iodine, sulfur, oxygen, etc., etc. It also contains a natural sweetness. It has some vitamins dissolved in it, like vitamin A, B, C, and D. The factors due to which milk benefit us differ in the type of cattle. One cattle grazes in pastures, or the shepherds take them for grazing, and thus they graze with different herbs and grass roaming freely in the surrounding areas of vegetation, while the other type of cattle is the one which is usually tied to one corner of the house, or is seen knotted in the compounds of houses. The milk and meat of these two types of cattle will differ. The type of cattle that grazes freely will have more nutritious milk. The one which is tied to a corner will obviously not have as much benefit. However, there is a third type. It's livestock. Thus, the ratio of nutrition is comparatively even less in them. Also note, how should we drink milk? Drinking milk 1 hour after having a meal is more beneficial for the health, while drinking just after a meal might cause some problem in the stomach. And so, during this, most probably will lack its benefits. Drinking 1 or even 2 hours after having a meal, there's no harm in this. Now, what sort of milk should there be? It is better to pasteurize it just once. Usually, you see many people, they pasteurize it so much and they heat it so much and more until it becomes red. And so, you know, no doubt it becomes more tasty, but by doing this, a large number of the vitamins and the minerals disappear, which obviously decreases its benefit. It should be pasteurized just once and a little sweetness should be added to it. The best sweetness is honey. So honey should be poured into it. If honey is not available, then some sugar can be added. By doing this, inshallah, it will become tasty and its benefits will also increase. However, those people that suffer with diabetes or sugar patients, they should not put any sweetener in it at all. In some ways, cold milk is also beneficial if it's prescribed by a sage. Of milk is that it enhances the human acumen. It strengthens the memory. It increases the eyesight power. It terminates forgetfulness. It fortifies the heart and it strengthens the back, etc., etc. These are the advantages of drinking milk. But it's a shame that many people, they take soft drinks and they do not realize the benefits of drinking milk. Or some of them, they take milk bottle of various varieties from those shops which are chilled, and getting the benefit from these products is doubtful. The surety of it being a milk or a compound or a chemical of it in whatever uncertain ingredients are all in doubt. What unhygienic ways they practice in pasteurizing it and adding the chemical, and thus they make it dense just for taste and not for food quality. It is all just for taste. Similarly, the milk cans of various brands, they have been marketed in our society. Again, these are also suspicious. It is not sure whether this is a kind of milk or it's some sort of other, you know, product that may cause harm to us, and they are sold in the market after being fabricated as an imitation of milk. Some might be giving simply milk, and some might be mixing milk, half of milk, and some might be doing this or whatever they might be doing. All people seem to be involved in some sort of adulteration. We cannot manage to have a system of milking at our home. Even those who live in flat apartments can neither manage to have cattle nor a single hen with them. How can then we have a huge buffalo? However, those living in open spaces can manage to have them. Getting milk or obtaining milk from one's own house is useful. For example, if there is a baby to whom the mother is unable to breastfeed due to some ailment or some other reason, so that the family should not feed him with the buffalo's milk. Nowadays, the poor child is fed with that of a can which ruins the baby's health. He should be fed with goat's milk, which is enriched with vitamin D. It's not only useful for babies, but it's also useful for adults as well. The best milk is that of a goat, then of a cow, and then of a buffalo. When you talk about a buffalo's milk, you see its size, how big its belly is. This belly is like a tank. It's a tank of milk. And they keep it there just for milk. And some people, in order to increase its milk, they inject it. They put injections in it, which increases the production of the milk, and the milk inside it increases. But the milk, or any other thing made by artificial ways, will definitely differ from the product made by nature. Similarly, the benefits of this milk will decrease. The way of increasing the milk production by injecting the buffaloes, according to medical research, kills the reproductive elements and hormones of those who drink the milk. One might become unable to reproduce, and thus he becomes sterile. Everyone doesn't become sterile, but there is a risk factor. One might become unable to reproduce, and thus he becomes sterile. Everyone doesn't become sterile, but there is a risk factor. And nowadays we found that many men are found to be sterile. They complain that 15 or 20 years have passed, but still they have no children. Hence, the chances are that it's an outcome of drinking buffalo milk of such kind. Injections and medicines are not needed in order to increase the milk of a cow, because its milk is not so common and it's less tasty. Moreover, it's not sold so much. Otherwise, as far as its advantages are concerned, cow's milk is better than a buffalo's. The milk of a cow, according to the research of sages, is a complete food, and it's as useful as Abi Hayat, life-promoting liquid for humans. Moreover, its continuous use keeps one strong till an old age. Note that over-pasteurized milk might cause heaviness in the stomach. It also causes constipation. While pasteurizing the milk more, its strong ingredients might disappear. So whenever you drink milk, it should be pasteurized just once, and not more than this. One should not sleep immediately after drinking milk. There must be a gap of 2 to 3 hours between having a meal and drinking milk. Taking sour edibles, vinegar, and fish can cause a disorder in the blood and troubles in digestion. Milk gives relief in constipation. It's not good to take milk and yogurt together. And please, know something about the buffalo's milk. Buffalo's milk causes phlegm and it causes sleepiness. It increases the body's strength, but it is not easily digested by children and people of old age. In addition, it makes blood. The milk of a goat is useful in various ailments. It cleans blood and is easily digestible. It's a wholesome food full of energy, which is especially useful for children. When you have a cough, a spleen problem, old fever, TB, brain ailments, blood ailments, bleeding at the nose, piles, and jaundice. The milk of a goat is very useful. However, only the grazing goats of the fields will bear all of these features, rather than those which are kept tied at home. One should not drink the goat's milk without pasteurization. Instead, one should pasteurize it once. Adding amaltas or katachu. Amaltas is a kind of herb available at a grocery shop. Adding this to goat's milk and gargling with it heals the mouth sores. As far as katachu is concerned, its production is nil in Pakistan, according to my knowledge. And by adding the dye color of leather to soil, people thus make katachu. And users then chew it in gutka. This eventually may take them to a doctor of cancer. Pure katachu is available in Hind. If you find the original katachu, it would benefit you. Adding abaltas or katachu to goat's milk and gargling with it in the mouth with a sore problem will inshallah benefit the patient.
Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Azza wa jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala nabi.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
I will reach out to the people all over the world to spread the sunnah. I will reach out to